Hello and welcome to Rewa's Advocacy Plus podcast. In this edition, we are talking to Hayden Groves, principal of Fremantle-based Deathridge Groves. Hayden, why did you want to become a real estate agent?
That's a great question. It started with me. I couldn't possibly see when I was selling my very first home many years ago. How the agents that I was talking to at the time could justify their fees, and they actually weren't telling me what they were going to do for their fee. Now, mind you, things have changed a lot since then, and we do have far more sophisticated responses to such a question. So I sold my own home, and from there it just flowed on. I enjoyed the process a lot and kept on going.
What is it that drives your passion for the real estate industry?
I think it is an enormous privilege as a real estate agent to be invited into someone's inner sanctum, their home, their castle, if you like. And by doing that, being actually involved in that process and being invited in so openly and being involved in such a high-level transaction in their life is an enormous privilege for agents. And I think that is really where I think you've got to have your passion. As a real estate agent, to be always recognising that privilege, and then it flows from there.
What are the attributes of a professional real estate agent?
I'd say knowledge is the most important one. A lot of real estate agents are criticised because of their lack of in-depth knowledge of not only their local market, but the more subtle nuances of real estate and property industry. So contract law and their knowledge of contract law, their knowledge of the joint form of general conditions for the sale of land, for example, is generally speaking quite poor. So I think that in order to be a professional agent, you need to have a very broad knowledge and understanding of all sorts of facets of real estate practice and property practice.
Vendors tend to associate a Rewa member with professionalism in the industry. In your opinion, what are the advantages of Rewa membership?
I can't really see how, as an agent, you can function effectively without Rewa's support. I, as an agent, have in more recent years become more involved with Rewa, doing the public inquiries, volunteer work, etc., and being the chair of the Fremantle Rewa branch here. But really, the infrastructure and support that you have from Rewa, particularly documentation that you can utilise, but also you've got access to professional services as well, such as legal advice, professional indemnity insurances and things like that, that can only just benefit the community as a whole. So it's understandable that the community identify a Rewa agent as being somebody that has this broader resource at their fingertips that they can utilise.
In the members benchmarking survey conducted last year, 78% of members said they were satisfied with Rewa membership. How satisfied are you with Rewa and why?
Well, I was certainly one of the 78% that voted that I was satisfied with my Rewa membership, because I think for me, you can pay the same amount of membership as another real estate agent, but it's because it is an organisation of members, you can be as involved or as you wish, or as not as involved as you wish. I have got a lot out of my Rewa membership because I choose to involve myself in the organisation, and then from that you flows the networking opportunities that you have with your fellow agents.
Rewa offers its members support and information. How does Rewa assist you in running your day-to-day business?
Many very different levels. And I'd imagine that a lot of them you tend to take for granted as a Rewa member and as a Rewa agent. But it's across the board. It's everything from being able to actually say the brand that you are a Rewa member is hugely beneficial from a starting point. The use and access to the documents, the legal documents that you require on a day-to-day basis as an agent is a huge advantage. Online support that you have through the membership portal is also hugely beneficial. And access to other things such as printing services and related industries you know, again, how can you survive without them?
REWA recently lobbied the government on behalf of members for stamp duty reduction and the First Homeowners Grant. How well do you think REWA performed this?
I think under the presidency of Rob Druitt, I think REWA has become a far more effective lobbying body. I think it is incredibly awkward and difficult being in that position to actually influence the government's of the day's decision. But it's a drip feed thing, isn't it? You know, the more things you say and the more often you say them, then perhaps there is some impact made with the government. The recent change of the state government as well, or fairly recent, with the incoming Liberal government, they have in the past shown that they're more in tune with the real estate industry and more prepared to listen to such industry bodies like REWA as opposed to the previous government.
What could have been done better?
Well, look, it's hard for me to say what could have been done better because I wasn't privy, I suppose, to the actual lobbying process. You just make as much noise as possible, I guess, in relation to such matters. But I think REWA, in their lobbying prowess, is getting better all the time because they're making far more sophisticated attempts at lobbying government.
Do you think political advocacy is an area that REWA should continue to focus on? And if so, what are the up-and-coming topics that REWA should be speaking to legislators about?
Political advocacy for the real estate industry is very important. I think certainly REWA's involvement, as I said earlier, has improved. If you take the example of the United States, for example, the Real Estate Institute over there is an enormously powerful lobby group and has a great deal of influence over the government there. Not that I wish to compare us with the United States, particularly in relation to the property market as it is at the moment. Look, I think the main topic, of course, of the day is first home buyer activity and the First Home Buyers Grant. It's the topic on everyone's lips. My personal view is I think that the First Home Buyer Grant is excessive, and I think it's created a bit of a false bubble in the market, which of course is a dangerous thing, particularly because, as Kevin Rudd did say recently, that all good things must come to an end. So if the First Home Buyer Grants or the generosity of them does reduce, then certainly we'll see a very different market. So I think that really well all should be involved in political advocacy process, but also needs to be tempered in their approach so that they're not just always gung-ho and pro things like the First Home Buyer Grant being continued ad hoc and ad infinitum. I think they need to have a broad community-based view of what's good for the broader community in the context of a real estate market.
REWA's market research is derived from information received directly from its members. Given the plethora of market commentators out there, how do you view the accuracy and relevance of REWA's market reports?
I think they're excellent. Stuart Darby, his approach is outstanding. I mean, he's obviously an exceptionally good statistician and analyst. And I think that was a very good move to have somebody like Stuart be involved with REWA. You're right, we do get bombarded with lots of different analysts and political or market commentators about what's going on in the market. I tend to disregard everyone else's view other than REWA's, to be honest. I think because it is WA-based and it does get a run-up start on what really the shape of the market is doing, it provides a far more accurate picture than, say, Australian Property Monitors or ResiDex or anybody else that, from a national point of view, I think they're relevant in a national point of view, but really if you want up-to-the-minute stats on where the market is going and what's happening, then you can only really rely on REWA, in my view.
The Home Buyer magazine is distributed to 45,000 potential home buyers and is a tried and trusted advertising medium for many REWA members. What do you think about the Home Buyer magazine and what are its benefits?
It's a more difficult question for me because we don't advertise in the Home Buyer magazine, to be honest. However, in certain areas, it's a very effective marketing tool. And some of my colleagues in other suburbs find it enormously beneficial. People still like the print media, and I think that we tend to get overwhelmed by this idea that, you know, the electronic media is the only way to go now, and that you've got to advertise only on websites, or you can just only advertise on websites. I think you have to have a broader view of things, and there is certainly still an army of buyers out there who will sift through the home buyer magazine on a Saturday morning over coffee and enjoy that process and not just be dedicated to looking online. So I think it's an excellent publication, and I support it being maintained, despite the fact that in our area it's not a particularly effective tool. But I acknowledge in other areas it's tremendous.
REWA pride themselves on listening to their members and acting accordingly. As a valued member, is there any message you would like to convey to REWA?
Keep up the good work, I guess. And I'd encourage other members to get involved. I mean, I think we're all, as human people, inclined to complain from time to time rather than act. And I think it's REWA gives you a tremendous opportunity to be involved with them at all sorts of different levels. You can sit on a committee, you can attend different functions. So there's lots and lots of different options in there, covering all sorts of interests. I would like to see REWA get more involved with commercial real estate agents. I think, you know, it's very much heavily a residential agency benefit to members. And I'd see that I think there could be some growth there for REWA if we re-engaged a little bit more with the commercial agencies out there in the marketplace.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.